My guest this morning is Professor Ursula James, clinical hypnosis practitioner, author and medical school lecturer with 30 years experience in her field. Hello.
Hello, Maria. How are you?
Oh, very well. Thank you. Now, I know you've created these podcasts. They're just 10-minute sessions called Hypno SOS.
Yes,
so
that's right.
Just talk us through a bit about that.
Hypno SOS really, as you just said, it's a series of very short hypnosis sessions. They're 10 minutes long, and I chose 10 minutes for a particular reason, in that if they were 30 or 40 minutes long, which an average hypnosis session would be, most people wouldn't use them because they don't feel they have the time. So the whole thing about it being 10 minutes long is you can actually take a break when you are working. You know, people who've used it already, they would lock themselves in the restroom, or they would find a corner where they can put headphones on and just listen, and it takes the edge off. It's not therapy. It's designed to help you just put things back into perspective. In the old days, people used to take a break by having a cup of coffee or having a cigarette. But this is a way that you can say, right, I am taking a break now. It'll be 10 minutes long. I'm going to listen to this. And because people know not to disturb you, you can actually get the break, even if you don't listen. It means you're actually going to take that little bit of time out. And that's so important with what's happening right now.
That's such a brilliant idea, because like you said, the minute you see something that's 20, 30 minutes, it's like, oh, I don't have time for that. And it really isn't much time, let's be honest. However, you know, when you're busy, when you're doing those full days, and possibly you've only got an hour, real break time, if you get that, 10 minutes is appealing, and 10 minutes is doable at any point in the day. It's a fantastic
idea.
Well,
that's the whole idea, and I've chosen subjects that really people have told me they needed, which is something for compassion fatigue, for grief, needle phobia, sleep. The whole idea is that, you know, whether you're a porter, whether you're working in a mortuary, whether you're cleaning the floors, the nurses, the doctors, whoever you are, bus drivers, anybody who's got to go out to work and deal with people on a daily basis, they are the ones who are dealing with the pandemic. You know, for those of us who are fortunate enough to have a role where we can work at home, it's a completely different set of circumstances. The minute you've got to go out and mix among very stressed people, regardless of what's happening, everybody's levels of stress have increased. So taking a little time out just for you to allow you to get through it, that's what these are here for. That's the purpose they're intended to serve.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, is who it's for. And as you touched upon, it is for frontline workers, isn't it?
Yeah, if you've got to be in a care home, if you've got to be out there looking after somebody else, you know, who's caring for the carers?
Yeah.
This is the thing that I find really disturbing, because although the pandemic is absolutely awful, as a mental health care practitioner, I see another crisis coming along, and that's the mental health issues of people being confined, people not being able to communicate with one another, and people being in an extreme stress on a daily basis.
And to be honest, I mean, taking time out is really important, and thinking about how you're feeling and the effect your mood is having on your life, and being able to articulate that. And it's actually not a very British thing to do, to articulate your feelings. We're just not used to it, are we?
I think that's why we became such a nation of tea drinkers, because having a cup of tea, even the ritual of making a cup of tea calms you down. Even if you don't get time to drink it, because it's something that keeps you occupied, that is almost automatic. And I want to kind of make people think about these Hypno SOS podcasts as like a tea break, just to get that little space out and park some of these feelings. Just calm your heart rate down. Just put the awfulness of what you're seeing on one side, so you can continue and not damage yourself in the process.
Yeah, and it is, I'm assuming, it's safe for everyone.
It is safe. They're very particularly phrased and framed so that you are absolutely in control throughout. If anybody disturbs you while you're doing it, it won't be a problem. There is no one for whom these things cannot help on some level, even as I say, if they don't even turn it on, they just put the headphones on and take 10 minutes out and say they're doing it. It's the habit of self-care that we've got out of. You know, people seem to think that looking after themselves is in some way a failure or the last thing we should be thinking of. I mean, I always think there's a quote by Shakespeare who says, "Self-love is no viler a sin as self-respecting, and we should respect ourselves first. If you look after yourself first, then you are better placed to look after other people. Because if you break down, other people will suffer." But we don't think like that. We just keep going and
I
going and going
suppose
and
without
going.
sounding bizarre, it's a bit like the whole aeroplane experience where they tell
It
you
is.
to put your oxygen mask on first and then you help the
Absolutely.
person next to you. Because obviously, if you're
Absolutely.
suffering, you're not going to be able to help the person.
Perfect example. Because, if you're not in a position to be able to help somebody else, you're part of the problem. So the whole thing is not with hypno-SOS, it's not to have therapy. It's not necessarily to relax. It's to be able to put certain aspects of your daily life over which you have no control in a box so that you can get on with what you're doing, that you can feel stronger, that you can be more assertive and look after yourself better, because it's so important.
Oh, great. And how, what made you put out these podcasts, and how long have they been going?
They've only been going a few weeks now, but it's wonderful how many people are responding to it. And it started really with requests from my medical students, because I teach at a number of medical schools around the UK, and I've just finished teaching at Barts. And a lot of the students were volunteering to give the vaccinations. And so they were giving vaccinations to peers. So they were studying, they were worrying about their families, they were giving vaccinations, but they weren't taking any time out for themselves. And I just thought, well, this is a perfect opportunity to say, right, well, because they already knew what hypnosis was because they'd learnt it from me, and to say, look, it's 10 minutes long, use it. And the response was
Brilliant.
really, really positive. So I just thought, rather than keeping it to a small group, I'd widen it up, and hopefully as many people as possible will listen to it. Even if you only, look at the list of what's in the podcasts and just listen to one of them,
And
it
how
doesn't
can you
matter.
access the podcast?
There are two main ways. The first one is you go to my website, which is ursulajames.co.uk, and you can subscribe to a weekly email, which the download connection will be sent to you in that email. Or you can go on to iTunes, Google Play. I think it's on Amazon Alexa as well. So most of the usual places that you can access podcasts, but the first port of call is on the website.
And is there a fee for the podcasts?
No,
It's
there
absolutely
isn't.
free. Amazing.
Absolutely. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, everybody's trying to do what they can within the limits of their capabilities. And the biggest problem for me is actually getting this information out there. It's necessary, people need it, which is why I really wanted to talk to you, because I know that the people who are listening, they're either in that position or they know somebody who's in that position. So please share this.
Now, how often do you put out a session?
Every week.
Oh,
Every week. So, as I said, sleep, dealing with stress, anxiety, grieving, boosting your immune system. I'll take requests. I will do what people need, what they'll find useful.
Oh, it's been so interesting talking to you.
It's lovely talking to any human in these days.
How are you finding it yourself?
Really odd, because I think this whole situation has made us much more human and approachable, partly because we're seeing people's bookshelves and seeing kind of getting a taste of their lives, but also in the same way, I miss, weirdly, I miss being hugged, I miss touching, I miss that kind of physical
Yeah.
connection that we've all really, really taken for granted. And I have come to the conclusion I'm a lot more touchy-feely than I thought I was.
I've always known how touchy-feely I am, and it's driving me crazy. Now, what a joy it's been to talk to you, Ursula. Please just recap where people can find the Hypno SOS podcasts.
You'll be able to find the information on the website, but also it is on iTunes, it's on Google Play, it's on Spotify, Podbean. If you can't
Brilliant.
find it, just Google Hypno SOS Ursula James and you'll be able to find it that way.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
You're really welcome. I'd love to talk to you again. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.